The wonderful thing about the book is that there are not only the characters of all the people, but actually Berlin itself is a character in the book. And Kästner, he must have read some of the things that people were saying about the city, because there were theorists of the city, somebody like Georg Simmel, who wrote about something called Straßenrausch, street noise, and that this was what cities were and this is how people lived. There were people thinking this is a newish way of living in these big cities with all this machinery and so on. And quite often in the book you come across these pieces where he's almost explaining what life is like in the cities, using the fact that Emil is an innocent, if you like, idiot savant in the French phrase, the knowing innocent, going there so that he can explain it inside a newspaper office. It's all bustle and people are running to and fro. And here he is, that when Emil first arrives, right here in Friedrichstrasse, in English it goes, motor cars rushed past with horns honking and screeching brakes. They signalled right-hand turns and left-hand turns and swung off down side streets while other cars came swooping up behind them. The noise was indescribable, and on the pavements crowds of people kept hurrying by. Out of every turning, vans and lorries, trams and double-decker buses swarmed into the main thoroughfare. There were newspaper stands at every corner with men shouting the latest headlines. Wherever Emil looked, there were gay shop windows filled with flowers and fruit, books, clothes, fine silk underwear, gold watches and clocks, and all the buildings stretched up and up into the sky. So, this was Berlin. The sheer positive excitement of the city is so out of kilter with how people were writing about the city for children at that time. The city was the den of iniquity, everything bad went on in the city, noise was bad, it was full of rogues and ne'er-do-wells, and in a sense, obviously there is a ne'er-do-well, but the children overcome it, they're not defeated by it. And also, you know, in the traditional late Victorian novel, which is not all that long before this, you know, a drunkard had to die, possibly a child had to die in order then to be redeemed. The redemption comes from the fact that 100 boys and Pony Hütchen overcome the badness. So it's completely reversing what was the stereotype for the city and a children's book at that time. You get the impression that maybe Emil will come to stay in Berlin. You were just within the context of this book, but it's been so exciting that he dearly loves his mum and he'll do anything for his mother, and all his panic about both the money and the fact that he's graffitied the statue of the Grand Duke, you know, he feels himself to be a country boy, but at the same time the city is grabbing him. All the fun that he's having with these boys. There's a couple of times where the story says that, wow, it almost felt good to have had some money stolen off you. He's almost pleased with the excitement of it. And for me, this is a prose poem. This is now just after they followed Herr Grundeis to the hotel, the Hotel Kreid in Nollendorf Square. And it's a little lull, really. And in the lull, you can almost hear Kästner wanting to move the plot on, but then he wants to stop and look at Berlin. It was getting dark, and the illuminated signs began to flash on and off. Trains thundered by on the overhead railway. Other trains rumbled beneath them on the underground. The noise in the street of all the passing trams, buses, cars and motorbikes sounded to Emil like some crazy orchestra playing wildly. From a nearby cafe came the strains of dance music, and people were crowding into the cinemas round the square for the last performances. You know, that's as good as any passage anywhere in describing the movement and the feeling of a city. The idea that, you know, there are trains above you and below you, and the fact that they make an orchestra and there is dance music going on in a cafe and roundabout. You've got the street noise, exactly as it says in English. I'm just looking back at the German and see how it's expressed.
Was